The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Obviously, one of the topics in the California side of the border, in our listening audience, that has people the most wound up and has, frankly, the greatest impact on their lives right now, is the power outages tied to PG&E. Today, I just want to talk briefly, not about just the power outage, but about getting by when the power does go out. I saw things that caused me some concern while the power was out this last time. And what I want to focus on is what I saw as much. It's the generator issue for people. Living anywhere on California's North Coast, Southern Oregon coast, we should be used to the idea that the power could go out for a bit of time. It would have been nice in the PG&E instance that we had here if we'd had more notice. We didn't. Okay. But we should be prepared to deal with some of these things for a period while hoping the power doesn't go out. Generators are a particular concern right now. People are talking a lot about buying generators. I have a generator. But if you have a generator that you're going to use, be smart about it. Please be smart. If you're getting something and it's gas-powered, make sure you're storing your gas. Make sure you run it periodically, because otherwise it may not start when you want to. If you haven't had it out this year, which is hard to imagine if we had a power outage, that you might not have tried to start it, make sure it works. If you have natural gas, that's what I use. Again, with a smaller generator, make sure that what you have comes into your house properly if you're bringing in a cord. For Pete's sakes, don't bring them inside. Don't close your garage doors. You wouldn't start your car that way. You don't do that with gas. Don't do it with the other things. Put them in a safe place. Think about your neighbors in terms of how loud these things are. Maybe you haven't used it at your house, or you've used it for a short time. Think of it running for a long period of time. Plan to give your generators a break. Make sure that what's going on in there is okay, and check it. Give that chance in there. The other members of your household know how to start the generator. Do they know how to refuel it safely, if that's what you need to do? Be sure of what you're doing in there. Please, if you're going to be running it a lot like this, invest, if you don't have it, in decent generator power cords or good power cords that are a thicker wire. First off, it's going to function better. It also helps avoid overheating or tripping breakers. So, simple little things for most of us. If you can afford a whole house generator system or backup, great. I have a friend who just spent $10,000 on one. That's great if you can do it. That's not what I'm doing. I'm Dave Douglas with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.